Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Over the weekend, Gibbons invited me over, and you too, Riggs, which you didn't show up.
I had a massive headache on Saturday.
It's okay.
I was dead to the world on Saturday.
I was shocked you weren't there because
it was too,
your cup of tea.
But I had so much FOMO, but go ahead.
We decided to go ghost hunting or whatever. You had these guys at your house, these paranormal guys, because he's convinced, you know, the place has some spirits.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're all there, and, you know, it was my weekend with no kids, so I said, I'm in.
Hell yeah.
And if it's my weekend with no kids, it's Pottery Guy's weekend with no kids, so I'm like, hey, we're going. And he's like, okay. He's into that kind of crap, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not. So intern Kevin, a.k.a. intern
Canteen Boy,
intern whatever you want to call him, shows up with his girlfriend in the middle of the ghost hunting.
Yeah.
And he turns to me at one point and he goes, I go, that's Pottery Guy. He goes, what? And I go, that's my boyfriend. He goes, what? He goes, he's nothing what I pictured.
No, he wasn't.
And I go, he's not? I thought that I've shown you pictures. I thought that I've described him very well.
I said the same thing. And I think Gibbons did too. The first time you met Pottery Guy Gibbons. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I do.
What did you picture versus what did you see? Because this is all people want to know is what he looked like.
Complete opposite of anything I would ever put you with. Complete opposite.
Polar.
Night
That's
and
day. That's what my best friend said.
If there's a bigger difference between night and day, it's that.
Yes.
It's that.
My friend said he's literally the anti of my ex. Like he's the anti ex. Like he's the opposite of anyone I've ever
been
with.
Polar.
I did that on purpose. Do you not pick up on that?
Of course. Duh,
so I went in here, intern Kevin. What the hell?
So I walked in and I see this guy and...
Describe him.
First thing I think of is Yukon Cornelius from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Silver and gold.
Which I had to Google who the hell Yukon Cornelius was.
Yukon Cornelius, man. He was one of the find the gold.
Do you remember what you kept saying to me? You kept going, he's way more lumberjacky than I pictured. He's like a lumberjack. And I go, what?
Yeah, she explained him to be kind of like, you know, a Wisconsin guy. But
totally.
I didn't think he was like
he's
northern
totally.
Wisconsin guy.
Wait, say that again.
You described a Wisconsin guy, but I didn't think he was complete northern Wisconsin guy.
Oh, you were thinking like east side hipster guy?
I was thinking just kind of like, you know, I like the Packers and I like beer, but he's more like, I like Packers beer, chopping down trees. He's like Paul Bunyan.
And drilling through
totally
the ice.
It's funny. I mean, yeah, he likes to ice fish and he likes to, you know, he went hunting, whatever. But it's funny because people constantly say it's not what they picture.
No.
But nobody will say, give me any feedback when I show them a picture.
Well, it's the thing. Same thing with us. How many times do you meet someone and they go, you're completely different than what I thought you'd look like?
All
the time with us, because you're only hearing voices and getting, even now we're talking on the radio, people are still listening going, what the hell does he look like?
I know. It's making them crazy that I haven't posted a picture.
No.
But
Google Yukon Cornelius and that is Pottery Guy.
In fairness, he's already got the big beard and it's getting bigger. Like when I met him over the summer, that beard was not that big. So now he's got a really long beard and then he's like always got a hat on and he had a flannel on. Yeah. Which totally fed in to the stereotype of the lumberjack.
Oh my God,
yes. He had the flannel with the beard, with the, you know, the winter hat on. So I get it. But it just made me laugh because it's all Kevin kept going, he's so lumberjacky. It's not what I pictured.
He still isn't over it. He's still in shock today.
He said
today while you weren't in her, Allie, he said that was one of the best times he's had out with friends in a long, long time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, that was Gibbons' house.
It was a good old time. Glad you made it out, man. Somebody said
he's the brawny guy.
And you know what? That is accurate AF.
It kind of is because his beard's so crazy right now.
And he's always, I've met him probably 6 or 7 times, and almost every time he's had on the flannel, the red and black flannel, just like the brawny paper towel guy.
That's perfect, and he's always cleaning up Allie's messes. So perfect.
Hey, look.
You know that was funny. Laugh at it.
He exudes masculine, though. That's what I like about him.
Oh, yes, he
does. Shut up, Gibbons.
Hey, now.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.